All right, so this woman named Heather Kovar is apparently a news anchor.
Yeah, has been since like 2016 at that station.
And hopefully she's okay. That seemed to be questionable.
I don't know. She seemed really okay.
Well, she is described
super okay
on this website as seeming disheveled in her appearance, slurring words, and careening from topic to topic.
And she is a weekend anchor. This happened over the weekend, right?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, I think this happened on Saturday.
It's the first, it's the first time anyone's watched a weekend news report, and it just happened to be this one.
Apparently, there was no one else in the building who could come in after the first segment went wrong.
Yep. And you couldn't add it to the weather guy.
Well, let's just start with the
open
of the broadcast.
Yeah, there's like four or five clips, but I personally think she saves the best for last.
Okay.
Did you watch the final clip?
No.
At the bottom of the screen, you know, the like copyright, blah, 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 2022, whatever broadcasting.
Yeah.
So it's obviously the end of the segment, but that was my favorite part. I will play that for you. But first, we will play the beginning of it and then work our way towards that.
Also, people from all over the Northeast and beyond have flocked to downtown Schenectady since the Van Gogh exhibit.
Okay, wait
since
a second. This woman looks very disheveled.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if usually when you picture a news anchor, you picture somebody whose hair is done. And sometimes you can tell they have a professional do their makeup because it looks like it's airbrushed on. It's amazing. Sometimes they do it themselves. This woman looks like a mess.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like she just got up out of bed. She got to work a little late and had no idea she was about to be put on camera.
And to be fair, sometimes I'll see anchors who don't appear to be bombed that look disheveled because it's early in the morning and it's small town news.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but she looks like she's just rolled out of a very
She looks
drunk
like she
situation.
Got an emergency call while she was at Senior Frogs having the time of her life. And somebody said, Susan can't come in. Heather, you got to get here. She okay.
But I'm welcoming sailors at the Desmond.
All right, back to, what's her name?
Hit here more than a month ago.
What?
Schenectady officials say the attraction has brought tens of thousands to the area just a month ago. All right, so our local CBS6's Emma Quint.
Your local Seabiscuits?
Yeah.
Is that what she?
Yeah, I mean, that's,
CBS6's Emma Quint. She's so amazing. And she spoke with local businesses and as well as Discover Schenectady about the Discover impact that it's bringing to downtown Schenectady.
Schenectady one more time.
Yeah, I mean, this is it is unfortunate that somebody who is having an issue one way or another, whether it's drinking or something else, has to say the word Schenectady.
Yeah.
That's not easy to do.
To her credit, sober. She said it different every single time.
Which is nice. Yeah, you're covering the bases.
Over 15,000 people made their way to the Van Gogh exhibit in downtown Schenectady.
All right, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much, Emma, for that report. You know, the exhibit is open until August.
It's really cool.
Watch her mouth. It does that. That thing right there.
It's like there's a fish hook in it. Did you just make the bobber wiggle and get hooked?
Report. You know, the exhibit is open until August, so you can still check that out. Discover Schenectady. You should really check that out. They do so many good things.
Really?
Oh, she's going off script.
Oh, yeah. This is like, you know, like she's with a group of gals at mimosa time.
Check that out.
You know, have you ever been to Tulip Time? That's a lot of fun.
Schenectady, the leaders there, they are hopeful that exhibit's going to bring even more events and exhibits to the area in the future.
Even more events and exhibits.
Yeah, so we just say, here, Van Gogh, girl.
Mm-hmm. And so moving on tonight is we have to tell you also,
what's
happening in the area and across the, you know, the area.
Penny pitchers at Clinton's Ditch.
Uh-oh.
Joe, is this how it felt when you were doing the breaking news about the terrorist attack in London? Things are really opening up. There's a double-decker bus in the subway with a bomb. Because you were 20 or whatever.
And was not expecting that. So, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
This text from Albany. I've never heard someone speak in cursive before. That is a great way to describe it.
Yeah.
across the, you know, the area, in the nation. Let me tell you about this. A four-year-old girl is actually dead. Another man is clinging to life. After-
oh, Jesus. No. Oh, it was awkward when it was a news story about economic booms.
How's this going to go?
A shooting in Ohio. More than 50 million people across the country southeast are under warnings for excessive heat. And boy, don't you know that? 105 degrees in Texas.
Her arms
today.
Are flailing like her voice is. Like they're just.
It's bringing a high. Look at her glistening. My tatas are.
5 degrees in Texas today. I just spoke with my mother. That's what she's dealing with. It's a major heat wave. And it is. It's just hitting everywhere. We're so lucky. It's only 80 degrees here. We are really lucky here in the capital region.
Really lucky.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
I want to kiss you.
I mean, let me tell you about that. These areas are reaching such areas. I mean, it's Houston.
These areas are reaching such areas.
Such areas. Now she'll give a laundry list of locations in Texas.
In Austin, San Antonio. I mean, they're not expected. It has happened. Like, you don't need us.
What was that noise?
Oh, no.
Telling you that it's bad.
I think it was her brain hitting the desk after it said, see you later, body.
I want to kiss you.
And when I was talking to my mom, I just didn't understand why Jake left me.
Like people are being told to like stay inside, drink a lot of water, and we are just lucky. This weekend right here is so amazing. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here with you. I'm sorry, Craig Adams. Why did I say that? Of course, it's clear.
I don't know. I think only your bartender knows for sure.
Of course, there's a local business called The Egg. I would soak that in vodka and eat it right up right now.
Of course, clearly, like here, we're taking a live look over downtown Albany. And of course, just like me, meteorologist Craig Gold is working a double shift. And yeah! so we've been drinking
doubles all night.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
He's in. And we've been tracking this. And, you know, we've been talking about just like what it's been like across the country and the different reasons that why it's so hot.
This is a really long lead in for the poor weatherman.
He's going to be like sunny and hot, high of 80. It is not suspected. It's happened.
I want him to go, we are so lucky here. It's so hot in Texas.
There's a lot of things on the area, over the area. Back to you.
Areas, and we're having really nice weather here. So let's get over to Craig Gold. Hey,
yep.
Craig.
All right. Good evening, Heather. And yeah, the weather has been quite nice here across the Northeast.
Yep.
Okay. So, by the way,
he handles it well.
According to the Albany Times Union, who reached out to her, she is saying that this was caused by sleep deprivation and exhaustion. So we'll take her at her word.
Okay. God, that is all right, terrible noise.
How many days has she not slept?
Yeah, right?
Well, I mean, I've been sleep deprived.
Right, let's come back with feedback.
Yeah.
All right, you know, tonight for more Saturday baseball, the New York Mets back in action in New York series against their National League rival.
She's reading the teleprompter with one eye.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Miami Marlins. You know how much we love the Mets and the Yankees and all this, and we're keeping you up to date. All right, and so we're talking about sports.
You can just keep us up to date.
Stop editorializing.
You don't have to like things to tell us about it.
Do they have a teleprompter, or is she just like, off the cuff
just
this
winging
whole
it.
Thing.
Did they give her a list of things to discuss?
Mets, Yankees. They play Marlins. We love Mets, Yankees. They
What if it's all on the tele? Every single word she has read perfectly.
She's just doing a Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, and she finishes up. She's like, well, I think that went really well.
So the teleprompter says, keep one eye closed.
Yep.
And so as we continue, we are going to let you know what we can expect as we continue right on in to the next break. All right. You know, developing now, we are learning more of a massive explosion.
After the end of the broadcast, she just started a news story.
That's what I said. Gracious. I thought she ended it very well.
So yes,
there has been explosions.
Well, there are some similarities.
I need to watch that again.
So yeah, it says copyright 2022.
Yeah, they're wrapping it up. Like they can't get out of this fast enough.
Yeah, and then
as we continue right on in to the next break. All right, you know, developing now, we are learning more of a massive explosion. After
there has been explosions.
I wonder if that was the story that she started with, and it just like looped. Like she got all the way to the bottom, and then the teleprompter started over. So she was like, "All right, we got to do this again, I guess."
I think she just had no sense of time.
And then it went into an ad for Denny's new beef explosion supreme.
Breaking news! Man, oh man.